ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तवये शब्देषु नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवदी उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। एते चांचाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकेतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःख समनस्तं नमामि हरिं परं। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं पनं सुखमुखतं हृतदिवसम्मुतं विविधभक्तं रासमालयं मुहुरोरासिकभुविभावुकः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 6th chapter, text number 44. Ya etat putana moksham krishnasya arbakam adbhutam shrinuyat shradhaya martya govinde लभते रतिम या एनीवन हु एतत् दिस पूतना मोक्षम। सल्वेशन ऑफ पूतना कृष्णस्य ऑफ कृष्णा आर्भकम द चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स अद्भुतम wonderful shrinuyat should hear shradhaya with faith and devotion martya any person within this material world govinde for the supreme person govinda adipurush लभते गेन्स रतिम अटैचमेंट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। एनी पर्सन हू हियर्स विद फेथ एंड डिवोशन अबाउट हाउ कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड किल पूतना and who thus invests his hearing in such childhood pastimes of Krishna certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the supreme original person, purport. The incident in which the great witch attempted to kill the child but was killed herself is certainly wonderful. Therefore, this verse uses the word adbhutam, meaning specifically wonderful. Krishna has left us many wonderful narrations about him. Simply by reading these narrations, as they are described in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one gains salvation from this material world and gradually develops attachment to and devotion for Govinda Adipurush. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Killing of the Demon Putana. Oma Jnana Timidandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gavigaganta Radha Kanta Namastude Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavaninda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kaulam Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Ya etat putana moksham Krishna Sarvakam Adabhutam Srinyat Sradaya Martyo Govinde Labate Ratim Any person who hears with faith and devotion about how Krishna The Supreme Personality of God had killed Putana and who thus invests his hearing in such childhood pastimes of Krishna suddenly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Original Person. So the purpose of Krishna coming to this world, to the material world, is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Krishna is eternally residing in Golok Vrindavan, performing wonderful pastimes with his eternal associates. Sometime by his own sweet will, also for the purpose of liberating the Nitya Badas, those who since time immemorial are conditioned, from their conditioned state, so this material world is sometimes manifested. So Sri Krishna himself, who is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhu mata savam parvatate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. As Krishna is saying himself, everything is emanating from me, the spiritual, the material worlds, and therefore intelligent persons, they will worship me. They're taking shelter of me. Also, there are so many personalities of Godhead are there, but they're all expansions of Krishna, as explained in the first canto, third chapter, text number 28. Ete chamsa kalapam sam Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam Indriyari Vyaklam Lokam Ridyante Yuge Yuge. That is Swayam Bhagavan. The original personality of Godhead. So it's coming to this world to protect the devotees and to annihilate the demons, as he himself is also explaining in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhanam vinasha chaduskritam dharma samsnaparataya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he's protecting the devotees, killing the demons and establishing dharma, religion. So here Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and explaining about the wonderful pastimes of the Lord in the 10th canto, which is the Summum Bonum, is the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is the 10th canto. So he's explaining Krishnasya Arvakam Adbhutam of Krishna, Krishnasya. Arvakam refers to the childhood pastimes. Balya Leela. So when he appears, his transcendental appearance is there. Avir Bhav, not an ordinary birth, although we also say Krishna took birth just like a child, a normal child. Apparently. But actually he's descending by his own sweet will. Avir Bhav. He's not forced to come. By his own sweet will he's coming. And then performing childhood pastimes in this material world. Adabhutam, and they are very wonderful. Therefore his name, Krishna, he has many names according to his qualities, according to his wonderful pastimes, according to the relations he has with his wonderful devotees. Like his name is Nandanandan, although he's the source of everything, but he has a transcendental father eternally, Nanda Maharaj. So he's known as Nandanandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, or Yashoda Nandan, the son of Maria Yashoda. And he's known as Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis, Radhanath, the Lord of Srimati Radharani, Gopijana Vallabha, the very dear, beloved of all the Gopis of Braj. So one name is Adbhut Krishna, wonderful Krishna, because his pastimes are so wonderful, his qualities are wonderful. So here, one wonderful pastime has been described, Putana Moksham. Putana was a witch, so was sent by Kamsa, who was trying to kill the Supreme Lord, which is impossible. But due to illusion, he was thinking he can kill Krishna. So he sent many demons to kill Krishna. So one of them was a witch, and so she came disguised as a beautiful, because at that time the demons also, they were quite powerful and they had some mystic power, many of them. So she had also mystic power, this demoness, and she came as a beautiful young woman, and so therefore nobody objected her going to see Krishna, little Krishna, because everyone heard that a wonderful child has taken birth. So all the family members, the friends, so they came to see a wonderful child, Krishna. But that was because Nanda Maharaj, his father, is the king of Braj. So everyone in the kingdom wanted to see the wonderful child. But here this Putana, so she came with intention to kill Krishna. So she came disguised, and therefore she was not stopped, because she appeared as a young, beautiful woman. So Maria Yashoda, Rohini, they let her in, and she took little Krishna and was trying to breastfeed him, and she had smeared poison on her breast. And Krishna, understanding who that is, so he took her life as he was taking some of the milk and appreciating her from one point of view, trying to do something for him, give him some milk from her breast, but at the same time wanting to kill him. So she was liberated from that condition. And actually she was very fortunate, and due to her past life, because in the past life some say she was a sister, some say she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. So she saw Vamandev, a young Brahmana boy, and Bali Maharaj was going to give him, as he was very charitable, so he was going to give him whatever he wanted. So he was only asking three steps of land. And Bali Maharaj was saying, "Well, this is nothing. I can give you much more." "No, I'm okay." And the Brahmanas are self-satisfied. But if they are offered something, they will accept. But they are not greedy for more and more. Whatever they receive, they are satisfied with that. And they will ask only whatever they need, not too much. So, and then she was very much appreciating the beauty of that child, because he is the Supreme Lord actually. Naturally beautiful, most beautiful. But then as he revealed his intention, trying to help the demigods and arresting Bali Maharaj, then she became angry. First she was thinking, I wish I could have this boy as my child also. And then she was thinking, I want to kill that person. So because of that, so she came in this lifetime as Putana, so that she was unable also to try to kill the Lord, which is not possible, but she was attempting, as if that was her desire. And then at the same time, because she had also the desire to have this Brahmana boy, just like her own child. So Vatsalya Bhava was there, parental affection. And so the mother is usually taking care of the child, breastfeeding him. So in this life, so she was able to do that. And the Supreme Lord is so merciful. And he's seeing only the good qualities. Of course, at the same time, he's also seeing a demon is a demon. But he's extremely merciful for our good fortune. He doesn't see our faults. Mostly he's closing his eyes or closing his ears when the devotees are saying something which is not so nice, or gramyakata should not be spoken, should not be heard, village talk, ordinary talk, what this devotee did, what that devotee did. But we should hear Krishna katha, as explaining here, Srinivas Shradaya Martyo. With faith we should hear about the pastimes of the Lord. Then in this material world, one who has taken birth, or one who has taken birth, death is certain. And one who is dying has to take birth. Unless he is surrendered to the Lord and is realizing his transcendental nature as the eternal servant of the Lord. And when he is fully absorbed, he can become free from the cycle of birth and death. So those persons of this material world, when they are faithfully, Shraddha, with faith, when they are listening to the pastimes, they can become liberated. Ratim, they can get attachment towards the Supreme Lord. They can get prem, so which is actually already there in the heart, but it is in a dormant form. It has to be revived. It has to manifest by engaging devotional service, by hearing and speaking about the Lord, by remembering the Lord. Then the consciousness becomes pure. All inebriety, all contamination is washed away. And then naturally, the love, the attachment, the affection towards the Lord will be there. And then one can engage in a wonderful loving exchange with the Lord. So Putana, so although she tried to kill Krishna, but because she was also giving her breast, so in other words that Krishna could drink the milk, so Krishna, he appreciated that. And because in her last life also she had the same desire, so therefore Krishna, he awarded her actually a very wonderful position of a nurse in the spiritual world. So in Golok, so she's helping Mother Yashoda in taking care of Krishna. So very wonderful position. And therefore, so she's actually respected, Putanand. Even, of course, ultimately Krishna is at that time glorified that he's so merciful. Although she wanted to kill him, still he's so merciful and he's giving liberation to her, which is, of course, extremely rare. Of course, it is mentioned anyone who is coming in contact with Krishna, becomes liberated, but different kinds of liberations are there. That is explained by the acharyas, just like Shishupal. So he also was liberated, but he was not. Actually, it's mentioned that he emerged into the form of the Lord, and like other demons who were killed in Braj, they emerged in the form of the Lord. So that is not ultimate liberation. So they are liberated from the material world, but they are not properly engaged and in the service of the Lord. But they are in the conditioned state, just like the other Bhada Jivas in the spiritual sky, in the Brahma Jyoti, are known as Anadi Bhada or Nitya Bhada. They are conditioned. They are also eternal servants of Krishna, but they are not engaged in the service of the Lord. So some of the persons killed by Krishna, some of the demons, they were actually liberated from the material world, but they were not so fortunate to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. But they were in the conditioned state, in the spiritual realm, like the Mayavadis. They become free from this material world, but then they enter into the Brahma Jyoti, and they stay there for millions of years. As it is also mentioned in the 10th canto about the Mayavadis. So, Aryukcha Krichena, because their intelligence is not completely pure. So they are free from material understanding or material desires, but their intelligence is not completely developed. So therefore they can only emerge into the Brahma Jyoti, and then they are there not doing anything. And they have to wait till the material world is manifested, till they get the chance to come again to this material world, and then they may have again a chance to come in contact with the Lord or with the devotees. And if they are fortunate, then their original consciousness as eternal servant may be aroused, and then they may be able to engage in devotional service and become liberated eventually in due course of time. So nobody is condemned eternally, like the Christians sometimes say. If one is sinful, one will go to hell eternally. But nothing is like this. But one may go to hell if one is sinful and stay there for quite some time. Or one may go to the Brahma Jyoti and stay there for millions of years also, which is ultimately, it is not the constitutional position of the living entity. Jivarasu Poi Krishnera Nityadas, the constitutional position of the living entity is to serve Krishna in loving exchange. So that can be only attained, if one is engaged in the loving service of the Lord, and so starting with hearing, as explained by the acharyas, and it is mentioned in the 7th canto by Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. First one is to hear about Krishna and his wonderful qualities, his wonderful associates, and the wonderful pastimes. And by hearing for a long time, by hearing nicely, ashradhaya, so that means with faith, one must have faith in the descriptions which are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, which the devotees are explaining. One must have full faith, and one must hear attentively. That also Sukadeva Goswami has explained in the 10th canto that by hearing this Krishna Katha, then one becomes greatly fortunate. And in the actually Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained in the commentary to this verse that three persons are there when the Bhagavatam is recited, for example. Just like when Sukadeva Goswami spoke, then Parikshit Maharaj, he was hearing very attentively, because he knew 7 days I have. Of course, when the 10th canto came, that was maybe the 5th day. And he knew in 2 days that snake bird will come and will bite me, and then Haribol. So he knew I have to be fixed, I have to hear very attentively. And everyone who was there actually was hearing very attentively. And at that time, So it is mentioned that everyone was very silent and was hearing attentively. And at that time, well, because sometimes we know that the ladies are there and the children are there, and the children, they cannot sit for a long time, and they need this, they need that, and okay, but no problem. We allow the children here to listen, and or the parents, they can be here. But at that time, only the male persons were there. And there were no ladies there. They were not allowed to come there at that time. So, so at that time, so there was no noise practically. And there was no microphone and loudspeaker. But there were so many great personalities there. And Sukadeva Goswami, I was empowered, and he was speaking loudly without microphone. But everyone had to be very, very attentive in order to hear. So if one is attentively hearing with faith, even if maybe a little further away, he will be able to hear the transcendental vibration. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that the three persons are there. So the speaker, the one who is asking questions, like Parikshit Maharaj. And because he was going to leave this body in 2 days, so he was extremely fixed. Of course, he was a great devotee already, but still, also there, because when you are a king or an emperor, you have to be engaged, you have to perform so many duties, and then this problem, that problem. Then even the emperor, if he's a great devotee, is affected by that. And then the wife is there, the children, and you have to take care, and then sometimes it is difficult to focus. So therefore he left everything. And he went there to take shelter of Sukadev Goswami. And then great sages came there, and they all came to hear what one should do at the time of death. So because everyone has to leave this body, and the crucial time is the time of death. And so he was fortunate, he knew 7 days I have. So not everyone is so fortunate. Of course, according to astrology, we may have some idea how long we can live, but we cannot depend on that completely. Of course, if one is a great soul, the Lord will also give him some sign maybe. But otherwise, we are not sure when exactly. But we should be ready that at any time we may have to leave this body. We may walk out, and then a vehicle may come, and then Haribol, we have to give up the body. So, but we all hope that we can live, and it is natural. And we have heard, although, what is the most amazing thing? Dhammaraj was asking Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he was saying, the most amazing thing is I am seeing my father, maybe, or maybe my child, even my friend, this person, that person is dying. But I'm thinking I'm not going to die, at least not now, at least not today. I'm okay, right? So I should leave this body today. I can live for some time more. And if one is not so old, if one is young, well, it is natural one should live up to 100 years. One should try to live up to 100 years. So one is trying, so therefore nobody's worried. And even, or not so much worried, and even it is natural, because by nature everyone is eternal. Everyone is eternal by nature. Nobody is dying. It is simply the body who is destroyed. So already from that point of view, that because everyone is eternal, and by nature everyone is blissful, therefore everyone likes to be happy and is looking for bliss. But without Krishna, ultimately there is no true transcendental, there is no bliss actually. If Krishna is not in the center, so then there's some happiness there, but it is material and it is very shallow, it is very insignificant. So Sukadeva Goswami, so he was speaking and he was empowered, he was extremely concentrated. Usually the speaker is more concentrated, but still the mind is so that sometimes you forget what point we wanted to make. But still then we have to depend on Krishna and pray to Krishna that we can remain focused for the benefit of all. And then the one who is asking question, like Parikshit Maharaj, and who knows I'm going to die soon, then he will be very focused. So he was extremely focused also. And therefore Vishwanath is saying, So most benefited is the speaker, because he's empowered by the Lord, and he will get so many realizations while speaking. He's already realized so much, but he may get some more realization, and he will be swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss, speaking about Krishna without distraction. And the one who is asking questions, like Parikshit, is also focused, is also getting so much benefit. And thirdly, anyone who is here, he will also benefit. Even the children, they're playing, because the vibration is there. That will go there also, they will benefit. Even some devotees, I don't see anyone like here who is sleeping, but many times it happens that during the class, the conditioned soul is just falling asleep because getting up early, chanting, and maybe already getting hungry and nothing in the stomach, then one feels maybe sometimes a little sleepy. But even if one is sleeping during the Bhagavatam class, he will get some benefit, but less than if one isn't awake and one is hearing. So therefore, yes, we should be attentive, we should be faithful, we should be focused, and then we'll get the benefit, so much benefit by hearing the wonderful pastimes. And so the result is, the desired result is Rati. So Rati is actually the advanced stage of spiritual advancement. It is mentioned also in an act of devotion. The different stages are there, from Shraddha to Prem. First one will have faith, then one is associating with the devotees, and then the faith becomes more strong, then one is engaging in devotional service, then all the anattas, unwanted things, they are going away. And then one can become fixed, and then one will have taste for hearing and speaking about the Lord. And then one becomes attached to Krishna and detached from this material world, which is required. And Prabhupada has also mentioned there in the purport, so that one gains salvation from this material world, detachment from this material world, and one becomes attached to Krishna, Ashakti. And so that is mentioned here, Rati, that is then equivalent to Ashakti, being attached to Krishna, transcendental attachment. And at that point, then one will usually also realize one's spiritual existence as spirit soul. Not just theoretically understanding, like we know, we have heard many times, thousand times, and many times also, oh yes, we have so many times in the lecture, we are under this body, why Prabhuji is always telling, we are not this body, we are not this body. But actually it is good for the conditioned soul to hear again and again and again, and not come under the influence of the external energy and the mind and the senses. So therefore it is mentioned we should actually chant the holy names. We should do service. We should serve the Lord with some bandhagyan, knowing I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. And then one can actually properly chant the holy names. One can properly serve the deities when one is properly situated. And then, so one can gradually advance to the higher stage and then gain this attachment, Rati. And then when one is more advanced, being attached to Krishna, Ashakti, when the Rati comes, the natural attachments towards Krishna in a particular relationship, as mentioned also in the scriptures, Prabhupada has mentioned, even in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, the five relationships are there. The Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Rati. First it is Rati, the attachment is there. So sometimes we say Vatsalya Ras, Madhurya Ras. But in the beginning there is no Ras there. Ras means the transcendental mellow, and that is only realized when we actually completely, that you can only get and relish when you are liberated. In the beginning the Rati is there, Dasya Rati, Sakya Rati, Vatsalya Rati, the attachment is there, the love is there, but it is not completely mature. But then when one is engaging on the higher level, of asakti and bhava, when the emotions are coming from the soul within the heart, and nothing to do with the material consciousness. So then there's a transcendental loving exchange, and then that rati changes into ras, into transcendental mellow, in the loving exchange with Krishna. And then so many transcendental emotions are there in the loving exchange. 33 are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion. So we should try to come ultimately to the platform, because ultimately we want to enter the pastimes of the Lord. Like sometimes we say, Nitya Lila Pravishto, Jai Om Vishnubad, Nitya Lila Pravishto Om Vishnubad, Ashto Tarashata Shishimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. Well, we may say, but we don't even have to say Nitya Lila for Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is always there with Krishna and Golok, and always there with Mahaprabhu in Chaitadip Navadvip. But then he's coming in this world for the purpose of liberating the fallen conditioned souls like ourselves. And then he's continuously preaching in one universe and another universe, following Krishna and Mahaprabhu in their transcendental pastimes. So therefore even Prabhupada used to say Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravikuchaya for his spiritual master, because he's also eternally liberated. But those who become perfect by performing sadhana and by the mercy of the spiritual master, they become sadhana siddha or kripa siddha. So usually it is not only by sadhana, but some kripa has to be there, otherwise one cannot become perfect. But some, they do little less sadhana, but they have done something special, they become kripa siddha. So by becoming siddha, perfect in the realization, and then after that, still one is not yet entering the pastimes of the Lord. First, Sarup Siddhi is there, Prabhupada has explained in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, because that is the goal ultimately. And then, so by practicing, and especially in hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, because if we want to go to Braj, the highest realm, then we have to hear about Krishna's pastimes specifically in Braj. Of course, then Prabhupada is saying we should read the Krishna book, which is also about Krishna's pastimes in Mathura and Dwarka. We also read that, but specifically, and most of the time, we like to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Braj, so we can remember Krishna in Braj, and then Nitya Lila Pravishta, then we can enter the pastimes of Krishna. So Nitya Lila Pravishta, that is for those sadhakas who have become perfect. Then after giving up the body, you cannot go directly to Golok, but you will have to go to one of the planets where Krishna is performing his pastimes, and then one is perfect, and then automatically one will be there also in the eternal pastimes, in the transcendental aprakat, Vrindavan. And so that can be attained by very nicely with faithfully hearing about Govinda's wonderful pastimes. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who performs wonderful pastimes. So Lord Brahma, who is in our sampradaya the Adi Guru, so he has given a very beautiful Sanghita, Brahma Sanghita. Very beautiful prayers, and Prabhupada recommended that we chant these prayers when we are worshipping the deities, and our pujaris, at least one pujari every day is chanting the Brahma Sanghita. And also ourselves, we can do in our own worship at home, or if we don't have deities, still sometimes we can chant the Brahma Sanghita. And that is actually a very beautiful prayer by Lord Brahma. And the last line always ending, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, I worship Govinda. Chintam Anit Prakara Sanna Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavrite Susurabhira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasasata Sambrama Sevamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So beautiful description is there of Govinda, the original personality of Godhead, as Prabhupada is writing here, Adi Purush, and the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, Chintamani Dham. And then there they are, all the associates, they are ever liberated. And so Even so, the animals there, and there especially the cows are mentioned because Krishna is taking care of cows. Also in Golok Vrindavan, although he's a Supreme Lord, but he's performing pastimes with his associates and he's taking care of the cows. The cows are very dear to him. So who are giving so much milk as much as one wants. Here in India, you don't get so much milk from the cows, maybe 5-10 liters from a cow, from our goshala also. But previously they were giving much more milk. Of course, in Switzerland, the cows are giving a lot of milk. Still now they're giving like 30 liters in the morning and 30 liters in the evening, because the grass is very green there. But anyhow, but in Golok you can get 100 liters of milk if you want, no problem. Unlimited supply is there, and the kalpa vriksha trees are there, you can get whatever you want from the tree. Here from the mango tree you can only get mangoes, which is nice too, but there from the mango tree you can get an apple also if you want. So most wonderful. So we may recite the Brahma Samhita from time to time for the pleasure of the Lord and for our purification. And one of them is also Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Yeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Sarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the devotees who are serving Krishna with prem, with love, or maybe bhava also, which is known as bhava, premanko, the sprouting of love, they can always see Krishna in their heart. Also Prabhupada has mentioned in the introduction to the 10th canto here, madurena samapayet. We should always end everything very sweet. We start sweet. No, well, different kinds of sweet things are there. Sweets are nice, yeah. But for example, Prabhupada, he always started with the Jayarada Madhava Kunja Bihari. So there's a picture of Golok is there actually. Radha Madhava in the Kunjas. And then Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, and is there with his with the gopis, and Maria Shoda, Nanda Baba. And then Yamuna Tira Vanachari performing pastimes at the bank of the Jamuna. So that is the goal. So Prabhupada, therefore, we want to go there. So therefore, Prabhupada, before every class, morning and evening, he was chanting Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So, but at the end also, so it is nice to end it with a sweet note by saying some wonderful shlokas. Of course, if prasadam can be there, that's wonderful too. Some sweets. But we have to still keep, social distancing there. And usually you have sweets, then the people they cannot control, and Mahaprasad, and then you have 100 people here. So what to do? Anyhow, but we will, for some devotees we'll have some prasad. Usually to emphasize something we do three times. The bell is 9 times, 3 times 3. But at least I want to say 3 verses of the Brahma Samhita, and then we will stop here. Of course, every day we chant during darshan also. Venum kvanantam aravinda dalaya taksham barhavatam samasidam buddhu sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So Krishna is adept at playing the flute, and then his associates are there. So that is the favorite picture of the devotees, Krishna together with Shrimati Radharani playing the flute. Hare Krishna. So it is 9 o'clock. Maybe one question. I will try to keep the answer short. Answer short question and short answers. Yes. Okay. One ladies first. Okay. 2 short questions and 2 short answers. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept the humble obeisance.
Hare Krishna.
I wanted to know, like we were talking about Parikshit Maharaj was a great devotee, but why he was fearful of death? Because if he was not fearful of death, he wouldn't have come in the last 7 days to hear Bhagavatam. So, can you not conclude that he was fearful of death?
No, he was not fearful of that. No, no. Actually, yeah, so he was greatly advanced, and so therefore he was not fearful of that, and actually he was so powerful, he could have counteracted the curse. He was cursed by a Brahmana boy. He could have counteracted. He was so powerful. The pure devotees are never affected by a curse, because sometimes if somebody has some bad feelings, then you will feel that also. But if you're pure, you will not be affected so much. And but if somebody is cursing you, which maybe happens sometimes, even amongst the devotees we know, then what do you have to do? You have to simply remember Mahaprabhu's pastime when there was a Brahmana trying to curse Mahaprabhu. If you hear that pastime and the Brahmana, because he was not able to be there when Mahaprabhu was performing the pastime of chanting and dancing with his associates in Shivasang in the evening. So he was angry and he was cursing Mahaprabhu. You should be bereft of all material opulence. Of course, it's transcendental, and he was thinking, anyway, it's time for me to take sannyas, no problem. Let the Brahmana's curse be, to some extent, intact. But then, so if you hear these pastimes, you will not be affected, or we'll use it like Parikshit Maharaj. He was not affected by that. But he thought, anyway, I was emperor for quite long enough, and you know, if you're president or something like that, right, you have many problems, and one day you want to be free. Since 10 years I'm thinking when I can become free of managing and just hear and chant, and maybe 4 years more till the 50th anniversary, and then Haribol, then we want to become free. And so he was thinking, anyway, I've been emperor for a long time, like, let me just not counteract the curse and let me just give up my body. But then he accepted it voluntarily. And then not only that, but then just to show you the example, and because he himself knew, because when you are emperor, so much to do. If you are temple president, or head pujari, so much to do, and so many problems every day, more problems than anything else. You're getting Mahaprasad also. Sometimes you can get, but there are more problems. But anyhow, we have to tolerate. Trinara pisunichena. And So therefore he decided to give up everything and just to hear Krishna Katha for himself, to be absorbed and to teach and to set the example for others, that at the end of life we have to, of course even before the end of life, because we don't know when is exactly the end of life, you have to give up everything, that is vanaprastha also, and you have to become aloof from the social life and concentrate on the hearing and chanting. And then he was there for 7 days listening. But he was already realized, and actually he gave up his body before the snake was biting him. That's how it is, okay? So he was not afraid of that. Okay. Yes, one more question and then we'll... Yeah.
Prabhuji, you mentioned in your class you talked about the perfect people.
Perfect people.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. They are very rare, yeah.
Above the sati. Now, for those who are less than perfect, a sati on down.
Yes.
If they're not perfect, then when they preach,
yes,
or they give instruction,
yes,
their instruction is not necessarily perfect either. And sometimes it's misdirection. But still, nonetheless, how is it that such people can still deliver others?
Well, of course, ultimately... those who are liberated, they can liberate others. That is there. The liberated soul, he can liberate others. But those who are following the liberated person, they may not be liberated by giving something. For example, the pure devotee is saying Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so we have faith and we believe, and we can repeat that to others, and they will get the benefit also, although we may not be perfect. If you're repeating what you have heard from the perfect person, that is perfect. The message is perfect. You may not be perfect. And so some effect will be there. But it is true, if a pure devotee is speaking to anyone, there's so much more benefit than if a person who is speaking who is not perfect. There's a difference there. But still, benefit will be there. And therefore, one who is not completely perfect, he can help others to some extent. But ultimately, it's always good to be Therefore, it is recommended that we should be in the association of those who are Uttam Vaishnav. That Prabhupada is explained in the Nectar of Instruction by Rupa Goswami. There's a description of three devotees, Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishta. So there he's saying that one should try to take shelter of a pure devotee who is an Uttam Adhikari. Otherwise, if he's taking shelter of Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishta Guru, which may be there, and they may also do some help, but they will make little or no advancement. So therefore, we should try to take shelter of a pure devotee, and then we can advance more. But at the same time, also you have to see yourself, what is your qualification. And even if one is a Madhyam Adhikari, and he can help the new five devotees also, and to become elevated, to come to a Satyam Bhav, it will take time. So you don't have to worry too much about, well, this person is maybe not completely perfect, so I don't really should hear from him. But what is your situation? And ultimately you have to be in the association of the devotees. And then we should be positive and see the good qualities. And then we can really get the full benefit, and then we can come to a high level of understanding. And then we can, then by the transcendental arrangement, actually then we can come in contact with those who are completely pure. And then we can also become pure. But Sadhguru is very rare. The pure devotee spiritual master who is completely free is very rare. But Chachisha is also rare. The good devotee who is qualified and who is able to take the essence of the instructions of the spiritual master. Saragrahi Vaishnav is also rare. The good disciple is also rare. So we have to try to also become a good disciple, to become a good devotee. And as Prabhupada used to say, it is not easy to become a Vaishnav. Try to be a gentleman first. And as it is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is a Shuddha Vaishnav, the pure devotee who is on the highest level, and the Madhyam Adhikari devotee, he is known as Bhakta Abhas, he is a semblance of a devotee, he is not yet a devotee. And then the Kanishtha Adhikari is known as Vaishnava Praya, or is known as Prakrita Bhakta, he is a materialistic person. So we have to try ourselves to be nicely situated, to be respectful, and then to pray that we can have good association, that we may also become good devotees. All right? Hare Krishna. Granta Rachi Madhvagatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.